At 10:28, the World Trade Center's North Tower also falls.
And there was a line of ambulances up the West Side Highway. It just went on forever. And they never called the ambulances, and nobody ever came. And after a while, we began to realize, like, oh my God, there aren't survivors.
The 9/11 attacks claim almost 3,000 lives in New York, Pennsylvania, and Washington, D.C.
People would walk up 6th Avenue, completely shell-shocked, and they'd be covered in white dust because the towers had just fallen around them.
You know, people call 9/11 our generation's Pearl Harbor. It was an attack by an enemy that no one really saw coming. It was devastating.
This was seen almost as a declaration of war by Al-Qaeda and transnational extremists on the American homeland.
But the worst attack on American soil serves to galvanize the nation.
I believe the terrorists attacked us for two reasons: to kill a lot of people and to kill our spirit. And they did kill a lot of people, but they didn't kill our spirit. People displayed a very brave attitude in the way they dealt with it. And I think the terrorists never expected that. Belief in freedom and the courage that it can give you overcame the ability of the terrorists to try to destroy the spirit of the country.
It was really weird being in the city after 9/11 because the city was so quiet. People would get on the subway, no one would speak. People were very polite to each other. You know, just everybody would move in, people would give up their seat, they wouldn't talk. It was just weird. It's almost like they realized how fragile everybody was.